Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Welcome to episode number 147. Big one for snooker fans. Do you get it?
Yeah, okay.
The Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and Sean Orford. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm good.
Blowing your nose? Didn't go in the bin.
I think you should do that.
No, I'm not touching that thing. Well, the 100-day cough is almost an end for me.
You're not 102 days.
Yeah, feeling good. I wonder if you...
Now, the thing is...
Missing the shot there, I was just going to say...
Was that self-determined?
Was that self-determined, or was that free will, or has that been in the stars? We're opening a can of worms here, aren't we, in the free will versus determinism debate today. I'll leave it there for now, because I'm about my depths this week. And I don't want to talk about nice things I'm doing.
What are you doing?
That's what we're doing this week, yeah. But what am I doing? I've been to a wedding, family wedding this week. Two nights, no kids. Woo! Beautiful. Oh, Mr. Postman's coming.
I think he's got a parcel.
Yeah. Alright, is he going to ring the bell?
He might.
Well, I'll carry on talking.
Carry on talking. It shows this is live.
Yeah, so yeah, a nice little family wedding. You can't beat a good little wedding, can you?
No. Well, maybe you could.
Maybe you could. I haven't found a way yet. I'm sure there are ways. So yeah, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm back into writing things and... determined to get some books finished this year. With the studio being finished, I'm going to have all kinds of stuff done this year.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to change the world.
This time next year, Rodney.
Yeah, it's been... all right, Dale. It's going to be that it's written in the stars. It's already been determined that...
Uh-huh. Oh, success to me.
I left the gap there to see what you put it.
Yeah. All right, let's dive in. We've had an email from Steph, or I think you did a bit of back and forth email wise. Steph's studying psychology, is that right?
Yeah.
She's opened up the free will versus determinism debate, which I was pretty much unaware of, to be honest, until about 20 minutes ago. So I've quickly got up to speed. Well out my depth this week, but it's pretty fascinating stuff actually, and it goes quite deep into. I've been watching YouTube clips about particles and neutrons and all sorts whizzing around. So, what do you want to start with, Sean?
Well, let's look at the two.
Should we define them both?
Yeah. So, determinism, a deterministic philosophy, would say that everything is already set in stone. So the fact that I threw that tissue and it missed the bin. A couple of minutes ago, would have already been set 100 years ago.
Yeah, and this is something that Einstein subscribed to, so this isn't
so they say.
Yeah.
They say, yeah. But the issue is that if life is deterministic like that, like the time I'm born, the fact that, you know, I fell over and broke my leg then, the day that I'm going to die, the minute I'm going to die, it's already set in stone from the word one.
Yeah.
Then the world becomes very mechanical. And that raises a whole load of issues, because if a mass murderer, or an individual murderer, or a torturer, was already predetermined to do those things at the moment of their birth, could they then be considered to be guilty?
Yeah.
So if something is deterministic like that, what are we punishing people for in prison? Because prison assumes... you've got self-will. Religion assumes that you can change who you are through self-will. Mm-hmm. That there's an issue of choice. So that the debate, which is a bit like the nurture-nature debate, you know, are we set in our genes, or are we the product of the socialisation that we've been through, and the development that we've had since we've been kids, is always the big argue that goes on.
Okay.
You know, for me, it's like this, is that, yes, we have free will, But what we describe as free will is limited. It's limited by where we were born, the people we were born to, the upbringing that we had, and all the things that happened to us that created what we would call our paradigm inside us, which is the sum total of our beliefs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and the random... Yeah. Well, they might not be random events that happen to us, but they're still... They come as a surprise.
Well, it depends. If you're into free will, they were random events. If you're a determinist, then they weren't.
But still, even determinists, unless you're a determinist that can see into the future, they still come as a surprise.
Yes, but a determinist would say... But this was still meant to happen, and the decision that I made when it happened was already going to happen, so free will didn't exist.
Okay.
Yeah? Which, for me, deterministic philosophies are really odd to get my head around, because if the world is that deterministic, what's the point in being alive?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's all preset.
Yeah, but yeah, it's still, you know, you're still on for the ride, and these nice little surprises. It's not, you're not always breaking your leg. Sometimes, you know, you might win the lottery. That's a nice little deterministic surprise, isn't
it? But the thing is,
I wouldn't want to be alive for that, you know, if I won the lottery.
But if you lived in a deterministic frame, and your deterministic path was that you are never going to win the lottery. If you knew that, then you could save all the money on buying the tickets. Because it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because for me, the issue of, can I change? I'd say yes. Can people change? I'd say yes. A determinist would say, no, they are what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So... Have I ever told the story on air here about the clairvoyant and the guy in the canoe?
No? I will remember that. I don't think that.
No, okay, all right. This is a story that a clairvoyant... I'm saying to the clairvoyant, how can you see the future and how can you determine what's going to happen to people? And it was this very question. It was about, is it determined or is it free will? And the clairvoyant says, think of it like this. There's a man in a canoe, and he's paddling down the river of life. That's his life.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the angle that he's at, low down in his canoe, he can only see so far up the river.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, the clairvoyant is in a balloon or a helicopter way up in the air, so they can see further up the river. So maybe. They've got clairvoyant, they've got clear vision.
Or she's got a drone up there or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
DJI.
So, yeah, probably these days. You just sat in an armchair with a drone. A clair drone. So the clairvoyant looks up the river, can see that it goes over a rapid going really fast. It goes round a hairpin bend over a 2,000-foot drop onto spike rocks. So the clairvoyant predicts in 10 minutes the guy's going to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's you can see the path. There's no way this guy's going to be able to stop. Yeah, it's 2,000-foot drop, big spike rocks. That guy's dead. Yeah, so predicts.
He's
10
got
minutes,
it.
So,
yeah,
it's dead. What actually happens is free will. The guy pulls over to the bank to take a leak and stretch his legs, sees the water and thinks sod that, and carries his canoe around to the bottom and paddles off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the message for me in that is that people who are clairvoyant, who have clear vision and can see maybe further up the path than someone who's living the life, can be predictable in the sense that most lives are predictable. Because this sounds like an awful thing to say out loud, but I mean it in the most positive sense. Most people's lives are so mundane that they are predictable.
No offence, guys.
Yeah. You know, and so that you and very often you can do that. Any of us can do that. And I'm sure that teachers do that in schools. They've got kids coming up. They've learned about children. And they know that a certain kind of personality is going to get to certain places in life because they've seen it happen lots of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people do have that predictability about them. But there is always the case of the person who adopts an attitude of free will and changes the path to change who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you meet a kid with a name like Elon Musk, you know he's going to do something good just because he's got such an awesome name.
Elon Musk is going to create a perfume empire which has got Musk in the perfume.
Yeah. Maybe that's his next plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But if the world is determined already, then it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you do. because whatever you do is already predetermined now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you buy that, or do you?
I don't buy it. No, I could see it as a possibility, but like I've suggested already, I can live with it. Because yeah, I don't know what I can't see what's down the river, can I? But I'm a positive kind of guy, so I'm assuming it's gonna be a real nice paddle, and I'm gonna get to this beautiful village at some point and have a pub dinner, and then
no waterfalls.
I reckon you could see the waterfall.
You'd probably hear it.
Yeah, you'd hear it. You'd be like,
yeah, but she said it was going over the rapid. It was going so fast, you couldn't stop.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. She would say that, wouldn't she? All right, well, let's go on to the other side of it then, on the determinism. Well, what side do you kind of...
My point of view is that free will is real and free will exists, but our concept of free will is limited. If we had total free will, our view of the universe and our potentials would be so panoramic that we could do absolutely anything.
Hmm.
But people are limited by their expectations. And those expectations or limitations are put on them by other people. You know, that someone says to you, God, you're so bloody stupid, you'll never be able to do that. And then you believe it and you buy it.
Yep.
So you start to live that out in what you could see as a deterministic way, because you've already decided that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I do work with people all the time trying to change their language cycles, because people will say things like, I can't do that. As soon as they use the word can't, they say it, they hear it, and they just confirm in a deterministic way the next part of their journey, the next part
sure.
of their script.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. All the work that we do in the courses, and
yeah,
it's all based on the fact that, yeah, this 30-day principle of habit changing that you can change, but it takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
So most people don't want to put that work in, if we're honest. I mean, folks listening to this show probably do, because that's why they're listening to the self-help podcast.
Yeah.
So if you listen to this,
you got to change.
Or you've got a chance at least of changing.
Yeah.
But
you see, a determinist would say the fact that you're listening to the podcast, the fact that you choose to change, and the fact that you do change is already predetermined.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's part of the route and the plan.
Yeah. So it's like a double blind, isn't it? For me, free will exists, but it's limited by our own limited beliefs and expectations. If we expand our beliefs and expectations, our ability to freely do more things expands and increases.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't believe that it's deterministic.
No. I'll go with that. There's a couple of YouTube videos that I'll link to in the show notes. Liveinthepresent.co.uk. Did I mention that earlier on?
You did.
Did I?
Do it again.
Liveinthepresent.co.uk. Start to talk about quantum physics, and that's where I'm starting to get really out of my depth. But I wish my head could compute some more of that stuff a bit better. Saying that, yeah, quantum physics, that in terms of like neutrons and particles never being in a fixed place, and that they do, that the universe does throw up these little random events.
One of the big ones in quantum is that if you look at an electron can either be perceived as a particle or a waveform, depending on who you are, where you are, and how you're looking at it. You know, so it's not a determined, fixed thing.
Mm.
You, as the observer, have an effect on what's observed.
Yeah. And then if you look at the universe as a whole and solar systems, that is like clockwork, isn't it? Spinning round and round. Things are moving away from each other gradually, but at a fixed or a constant speed. There will be some huge asteroid out there, millions and billions, hopefully, miles away, that is on a collision course with planet Earth, that at some point will just knock into us and pow, there we go. Hopefully by then we will have become multi-planet species and spread out a little bit more. Hopefully quite soon, actually. So in that sense, I can see, you know, things being like clockwork.
I think that yes, I can see things like that, yeah, as being a kind of a set outcome. I can see that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a bit like if I'm driving a car at a wall. You know, in the end, I'm going to hit the wall.
Mm.
I get that. The issue of free will is, if I know that that's coming, if I know the asteroid's coming and it's going to arrive here in 1,000 years, well, if we all worked together and we used our free will, we could actually build the space arcs that take us off the planet to somewhere else.
Yeah, imagine being the one or two or three astronauts on the space station, if that happens.
Watching it happen,
like, and no home to go back to. I don't know how much supply they have, six months' worth
of
supply.
No milk delivery in the morning.
That'd be incredible, wouldn't it? Jeez, it's getting me scared now. Have you been reading up much about the AlphaGo team? You know, this artificial intelligence that beat a human player game of Go, which I wasn't aware of until recently, but it's a pretty cool board game, by the sounds of it. The whole computer side of things, as machines start to command more of our lives, mainly for the, you know, for good and quite mundane things, but increasingly they're going to start to grow consciousnesses, or at least on the face of it. I wonder if they're going to be kind of the free will, or computers are like clockwork, really, aren't they? Ones and zeros.
Isn't there a program on at the moment, what it's called, where there are robotic people that live in your house and stuff like that? One of the clips is a robot saying to a mother, I can look after your children better than you can because I'm nimbler, faster, quicker, more intelligent. But I can't love them.
Blimey. It's getting me thinking of all sorts of sci-fi movies. This AlphaGo team, which is actually British kind of DeepMind, they're called, who created this algorithm that beat a human, incredibly, 4-1 in the series. But the person that was playing him, best in the world apparently, was really, in the first game, was blindsided by this move that the computer pulled out, which no professional player would ever think of. Everyone that was watching in the stands was just completely taken aback, thinking, what the heck was that move? Like, a piece moved, just one move, like, completely away from where the game was happening. And it was just like, no one had ever seen a move like this. So I'm assuming if you're into the game, it was incredible. But that's the debate for now, artificial intelligence, whether that was free will or not. It's incredible, really, isn't it? Yeah, it's blowing my mind, all that stuff.
And those things are deterministic, aren't they? It's a bit like if we carry on using oil the way that we're using oil, in the end we will run out of oil. And that is a deterministic point of view, isn't it? But it's inevitable that there is a finite amount of oil on the planet.
Or resources in general, that can support X number of people.
So from that point of view, you can be quite clear about, in the end, we're going to run out of whatever. You know, in the end, there isn't going to be enough to support everybody on this planet.
So, at a certain level of living. At our level of living, really.
So, and the options will be to either cut back and regress back to something which is sustainable, or to go somewhere else and wreck another planet.
Extinction of a good chunk of our species.
Some of the predictions I've read have been up to 75% of the world's population will go, human population will go, which is massive. But that's a bit like when the plague hit and whole towns and cities were just wiped out, just empty.
Is this stuff, this debate, is it healthy for us to think about? Do we need to, like, in terms of us, the health of our minds?
Or is this... I think that the bit that's healthy is, can I change? If you slip into determinism, you can say, well, what's the point?
What's the point of thinking about anything, of making any decisions?
Because it's already written in stone anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so who cares? Yeah, or you can be actively involved in the process of creating creation. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the free will band, but on the basis that people's concepts of free will are limited by their upbringing, their location, their race, you know, where they are in the world. It's going to be limited by what your caregivers gave you when you were building your paradigm.
Yeah.
You know, because I think... my experience is that any individual can become and do anything that they want to do if they do certain things in certain ways. And people listen to this might think, well, that's ridiculous. But it is the issue for me about someone with one leg can actually run a mile or hop a mile. Yeah, it's slower. People with no legs can do it in a wheelchair. You know, it's the issue. If we can do things, we might have to adapt the way that we do things. But yeah. We can achieve the kind of things that we want if we open our minds to it, yeah?
Yeah.
It's interesting that the last few sessions we've done, because we had the issue of saying no, we had the issue of assertion and aggression, and now we've got the issue of, like, free will. Yeah, now all those things, for me, follow the same line, that if the world is deterministic, then my ability to say no is already determined.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't change the way that I am or my relationships with other people. But that, to me, is arrant nonsense. So I would say, of course I can change. But then a determinist would say, yes, but your concept that you can change and the fact that you just changed was already determined years ago.
Yeah, I think so, you can't beat a determinist in an argument, because they will always just come back to that. Well, yeah, but that's just part of the plan.
That's the way it was determined.
But I think, yeah, because the folks listening to this show and previous episodes and the people you deal with, they need to have faith in the free will side, because they want to change. And whether or not that their change is... has been determined, who cares? You know, because, you know, we're not here that long. We're here to have a bit of fun, to be nice with people, and yeah, you, whatever it takes, whether it's in the plan or not, just do it. Right, have you got a resource of the week for us, Sean?
Yeah, my resource is the Bhagavad Gita. It's one of my favorite books. It's a chapter out of a bigger book called the Mahabharata that comes from the East, and it's a story of Arjuna, who's the regular you and me, who's on the battlefield, which is life, and he's got difficult decisions to make. And it's about a conversation that he has with Krishna, who's the consciousness, enlightened person, about what's right and wrong, about karma and dharma. So karma is the result of your actions. Dharma is to act in an appropriate or right way, in a righteous way.
Yeah.
And the issue about have you got free will or is it determined is very much part of that story.
Ah.
Yeah, and a fascinating read, but very insightful into the issue of being alive.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's a resource I come back to a lot, because it's a good
book. Okay, a good one. Yeah. Mine's a TEDx talk by Daniel Doe about the illusion of free will, which ties in nicely to my reasoning on things like it may be an illusion, but who cares? But just run with it. But yeah, it's cool, man. Good chat. Have a look at that.
Yep.
When you get a second.
Yep.
That's it. Next week.
We don't know,
but the universe does.
If it's determined, then it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's
done. If people are going to send in ideas now for episodes, is it that they're going to do that anyway? Whether you say, could you send in some ideas? Or is it that their fingers are already poised over the keys of their computers to send the email because it's already predetermined? Or is it their free will?
Exactly. Yeah, well, as Sean has just said, try and scupper the universe by sending us a message, hello@livingthepresent.co.uk, and let us know what you would like us to discuss in future episodes. Sean, I think we're all done, aren't we?
I am.
Enjoy the week that is laid out for you.
And you need to go and sleep.
I'm going to go have a lie down after that engaging intellectual debate. I think I did all right there, don't you?
I think you're stunning. It's predetermined.
Right, cool. Take it easy.
Yeah, and you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.